Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful bunker that he maintains somewhere deep in the heart of Florida is from Combat Speed LLC. It is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bell. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm really, really good. Let's talk about when a student comes to you, right? And you probably, now you are your strong side carry guy, right? You're an outside the waistband carry guy.
Correct.
And you work everything around that setup for you because that's the way that works for you.
Correct.
Now, when you're looking out there at best practices, there's nobody out there that can honestly say, and in my opinion, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the whole strong side carry thing, to me, is the natural way to carry a gun, both from the safety standpoint and from the standpoint of ease of draw and all that other stuff. Although there are others that are faster, right? But they're not as safe. So when and that's the way you carry. The S. Dave rig has a slight drop from the loop to where the gun fits, right? Still riding high, still riding close to the body. It's a very well thought out holster. So when people show up and they're carrying appendix,
Do you mind if I interrupt you for a second?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go way out. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Okay.
And just based on what you've said, your whole preface.
Yeah.
Are you comparing like a right side straight drop outside the waistband draw stroke or mount from the holster compared to the appendix, carrying draw stroke?
Well, I mean, any of them.
Is that where you're going?
Small back appendix, crossbody.
It's a very good topic. And cross draw holsters.
Yeah,
we can get into all that, man. I'm excited, man. Go ahead, continue. I apologize for the interruption. I just got excited there for a second.
Well, I mean, I look at drawing a gun and reholstering a gun. That's the same. You know, most of your airliner accidents occur on the takeoff or the landing, which is the same thing to me as the unholster, you know, drawing the gun and reholstering the gun, because that's the only time when your hand is near your body and the muzzle of your weapon is out of the holster for however long it is, and you may be in the general vicinity of that muzzle. And for me, strong side to me is the safest way to do it, simply because you know, in a gunfight situation, I would imagine that there's a few stressors going on with all that adrenaline dump, right?
True, but let me clarify about what you're referring to as strong side.
Yeah.
Because your strong side, as you're referencing strong side, is dependent on whether you're right-sided or left-sided.
Correct.
Follow me?
Dominant hand, yeah.
I just wanted to point that out.
Sure.
You know, because kind of like the way things were going, I didn't want people to think, you know, strong side meant right side. Your strong side is whatever you are individually, right-sided or left-sided. And you could be cross-dominant, too.
Right.
You know, you're ambidextrous. So, you know.
On the ambidextrous side.
Please continue.
Yeah.
So I went a little too technical.
No. I mean, that's what you do. You're a gunfighting instructor. So with some people that come to you that are going to carry appendix, do you try to talk them out of it?
No. No, I don't do that, man. I don't really try to tell people what's what or dial them in on anything really specific. But what I will do is, as long as here's my position as far as techniques or methods, stuff like that. If it's a valid technique, now I don't care if I particularly like it or not, but if it's a valid technique and it applies, then I should know it and be able to perform it and perform it well, right? Whenever I choose to do it. I just may not choose ever to do it, but I'm going to practice it and I'm going to rehearse it and I'm going to own it. You understand?
Right.
Just in the off chance, because nobody has a crystal ball, that it may become, I may find myself in a very violent, immediate set of circumstances in which that specific action is the solution to the problem I'm facing. You see what I mean?
I do.
Nobody has a crystal ball. You just don't know. So my position is, if it's a valid technique, you should know it and be able to perform it well, right-sided or left-sided. But the issue in support of the right-sided and left-sided thing, that actually comes very easy to me because I am ambidextrous. I do all what I refer to as hard skills right-sided and soft skills left-sided. Like I write and eat and open doors or whatever left-sided, but right-sided, you know, I shoot right, bat right, chop wood right-sided. But, you know, I can go back and forth in respect to some things. So being proficient with the firearm or firearms in either hand for me comes a little easier, but even if you're just right-handed or right-sided and have to train and condition yourself to function left-sided as well as you can right-sided, then that's what you have in front of you. That's the problem you got to solve. You got to get on top of that.
Right.
Cool. Go ahead and continue, man.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at this from when I one of the things I seriously consider whenever I'm thinking about how I'm going to carry the gun, which for me, it's always going to be strong side, whether it's inside the waistband or outside the waistband, it's going to be strong side. With the inside the waistband thing, you know, I'm just not, the gun's just sitting there the whole time, as it is with the outside the waistband thing, except sometimes if I'm getting in the car or something, I might, in South Carolina, I can have the gun out, you know, like in the console or on the console as I'm driving around and have it more ready. So that'd be the only time I took it out. Now, I would not do it with the inside the waistband holster just because of the nature of the holster and the reholstering and all the other stuff, because, like I said, I consider that to be the most unsafe thing, most unsafe part of the whole carrying the gun experience is the pull it out, put it back. But I want to talk about the day-to-day with this and just get your impressions on this, because I don't have the body shape to appendix carry, but there's a couple things I like about it, and I want to talk about that with you. Super Dave, you can find Super Dave on Facebook at S Dave Harrington, S space Dave space Harrington, and he's getting ready to throw some gigs together and everything. 2024, things are coming back out as he continues to heal up and recover and all that other stuff that goes along with, you know, that
aging thing
that continues on. Yes, but indeed, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. We're talking about how you carry your gun. Now, it seems to me, Dave, that the people that carry appendix, is that the fastest draw there is?
Pretty much. Yes, I would agree with that. And it's not only because, you know, one or two individuals can really make that work, but it seems like, you know, there's a very large number of shooters that choose to, you know, fire from appendix. And just across the board, they're generally much more quicker than anyone else that carries in any other manner. But the downside to it, of course, is going back into the holster.
Yeah.
You know, where actually is the muzzle? You know, some of these cats are, you know, carrying pretty deep. And, you know, another downside is how much and, well, you know, allow me to rephrase that.
Yeah.
How much of a holster do you actually have? Is it like a skeleton rig? Is it thick enough where it can, you know, act as a heat shield? You know, how much actual practicing can you do and heat the gun up pretty good and, you know, continue to function in that manner because of the heat?
Right.
So, you know, periodically you got to take a break, let the guns cool down or whatever.
Yeah.
Dip them in a bucket of water
I had not even thought about that part of it. I can just see. Well, here's the thing with it. This is the thing with it. For me, the whole shortcoming to appendix carry is reholstering the gun.
Well, it's a very real opportunity to shoot yourself in the lower guts.
Yeah.
Or, you know, clip your own femoral.
Well, I mean, most of these guys are running these big, what do they call them? You've seen those big rigs where they have a spare magazine attached to it. Now, I mean, the thing looks, it's nearly a foot wide. They stick it in the front of their pants.
Like it's almost like a little abdominal plate.
Yeah. But they stick it in, they stick it in there.
Abdominal shield.
They stick it in there and it's riding low so that a t-shirt will cover it. That's the other part of it, because these are all concealment rigs. So when you're reholstering, you've got to make sure that that shirt tail is out of the way. But then for a split second, when you're sticking that gun back in the holster, you're going to be at an angle where you're muzzling your pelvic girdle. I mean, you're out there aiming at all kinds of things
I understand what you're saying, though.
And for me, that's
totally get it.
Yeah, that's what this is. And I see all. I mean, the holsters that come out and do it are outstanding. But I, you know, it's just that part of it.
That exact point of interest that you're, pun intended, pointing out.
Right.
There's only one solution for that, man. And the holster industry is going to have to kind of get behind how to design an appendix rig that has a ballistic back plate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's...
So even if the dude NDs into his own holster, it'll direct it downwards, which still probably ain't going to be good, but it's going to be much better than shooting yourself in the guts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you run, you know, that's... You know, something, you know, a lot of people generally lose sight of. First of all, you got to take a look at what we're talking about, the appendix carry, and the skill level of the individuals performing or choosing to, one, have the confidence to choose to carry and work from that position.
Right.
And, you know, actually do it and do it proficiently, professionally, but more importantly, safely. But I believe the gear could come up to speed a little bit on providing some kind of ballistic protection, you know, like a ballistic backplate or something, developed along the lines of worst case scenario, if you do indeed, you don't shoot yourself in the guts.
Right. Well,
and that's about the only thing I see, but I don't, you know, to answer, like, I think it was part B or C of your original question.
Right.
I don't place requirements on people. I make recommendations on the type of gear and the quality of gear that I would like them to have when they show up for training, because that facilitates the flow of training.
Right.
And it, not only the flow, but the smooth flow of training. And it kind of puts everybody, it's kind of a dual purpose thing. If everybody has, it levels the playing field, so to speak, because everybody's working with five rifle mags. Everybody's working with five pistol mags.
Right.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yep.
And then therein lies the structure to whatever I'm trying to accomplish. But that's the basic loadout. So. And if it's safe, you know, based on how people choose to set their gear up and run it, and it makes sense, it's logical, and it makes sense, I'll let them run with it. If it's, you know, basically they're an accident waiting to happen, we discuss that on that level as well.
Right.
And then I will dictate how whatever needs to be done will be done, kind of a thing, especially while you're here. You understand what I mean?
I do.
I'm very, I have very rigid training guidance and safety standard operating procedures, all that's built in.
Right.
And the safety that you do 100% of the time. You know, some people have the impression that, yeah, man, I read the safety brief, so I'm good to go. Well, are you really? You know, safety's not, it's not something you just read and fire and forget. Safety is what you do 100% of the time based on your level of awareness and understanding of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how to do it properly. So you don't blast yourself or somebody else.
Well, hold on right there. Yeah. Hold on right there. Cool. We're going to go to the next level as we get ready to come back. Super Dave, find him at on Facebook at sdaveharrington. Well, just sdaveharrington on Facebook. Find out what he's got going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party, urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict, has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking with S. Dave, Super Dave Harrington, and we were talking about how you carry your gun. Now, with you, right, when you're training people, and, you know, I watched this video where I believe it was Hackathorn was talking about this. Do you have them sign a waiver or anything, or do they have to sign a waiver to where they, because if somebody gets out there and they're doing something and they have an accident, are you liable for that because they're in your class?
Well, that's why you have insurance. You know, if any reputable firearms trainer today should have insurance.
Right.
If you don't have insurance, I don't really see how you're going to be able to function, especially on a national level, because most range facilities are going to ask to see, you know, or have you provide them a certificate of insurance, because they're not going to, certainly not going to allow you to show up and function under, you know, some form of umbrella mode on their insurance, you know, strap hang on their facility insurance. That's not going to happen. And the fact of the matter is, I've had to deal with several negligent discharges, you know, over the years. Not a big deal. When they happened as safely as they possibly could have. Still no excuse for it happening.
Right.
And I would like to say this about that, the whole negligent discharge thing.
Right.
I'd like to think that I had something to do with changing, you know, people's mentality towards that whole issue, back in the early 90s at range 37, because it was, we operated and functioned under accidental discharge for quite a while. I mean, that was the standard. And then when I had the opportunity to plug in and have a say in how it should go, I got to thinking about the reality of guns going bang by themselves. Now, if you think about that, how is that even possible? So I started looking at the incidents and going over incident reports and blah, 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 counseling forms and safety board reports and how various incidents compared and what was the common thread. Well, the common thread was the individual was either overwhelmed with adrenaline, was task saturated, and could no longer focus on what he was doing. Therefore, got out of sequence and bang. And basically, it's human error. Well, how do you describe human error? Especially if you're supposed to be working with a loaded firearm, you know? It's negligence, man.
Right.
And so I began calling it a negligent discharge, and that's how I wrote it up in the safety SOPs and blah, blah, blah. So that was an influence on a certain level. And I'm not saying, you know, that made it happen everywhere. But, you know, people, you know, it's a shared thing. But it's so true. But look at auto accidents. People have accidents, right?
Right.
Well, and then the first thing they try to do is figure out who was at fault. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Why call it an accident if somebody was at fault? Somebody was negligent. But anyway, it's a way of describing and dealing with human error on a level that can cause serious injury or death. And it's kind of like a mental buffer. So think about this. No, I'm not going to get that deep into that, man. What's next? What do we got next?
So is there, of all the ways to carry, if somebody comes to you and they're fairly new.
Right.
Fairly new. Is strong side, if you're thinking, okay, well, I've got to, if there's one that is the safest way to carry from the standpoint okay. of what you're going to do to yourself accidentally, is strong side the best practice when it comes to that?
I would agree with that, yes. Strong side, straight drop. None of the crazy angles. Gun angle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be a straight drop.
Yep. Do you look at your holster when you reholster?
No, because I know where it is.
Right. But that's also a muscle memory thing, right?
No, it's because I know where my holster is. Sometimes I miss holstering.
Yeah.
Depending on my body position.
Right.
You know, if I'm like an awkward body position or something like that, I'll double stab the gun into the holster. No right. big deal.
Right.
But you should not have to look at the holster to holster. But dig this. Do you really? If you have brand new gear and you're working with brand new gear and you feel like you need to look at the holster to put the gun in it,
right.
then do it. And the whole goal would be do it as many times as you need to until you no longer need to do that and then stop doing it. I know that sounds fairly simple, but that's how it works.
Well, no, see, a lot of guys are going to get a holster. The thing about the S Dave rig that Super Dave runs, which I have a copy of, the thing about it is it's a single loop holster. So it's, you know, it's not one on each side. It's one on the top behind it. And for that reason, no matter where your belt loops are, you can pretty much position it in the same spot on your hip just about every time you're sticking it on your body if you're going to put it on a belt.
Right.
And
yeah,
that's
body placement is consistency is critical.
Yeah. So that I think that plays a big part in knowing where your holster is at. And that's probably why you designed it the way you designed it, because some of these other holsters with a clip on, you know, a loop on either side.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where your belt loops fall, that's going to determine where you, you know, how you get the holster. Sometimes it's going to be a little further back. Sometimes it's going to come a little further up. But if you're on top of a belt loop, it's only going to go so far back or so far forward. And sometimes you got too many belt loops on your belt, on your pants. So I could see where that would play.
So cut them off.
Well, you could do that. You could
cut them off
that.
Your pants.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds silly, but that's how I buy my pants.
Yeah.
By evaluating their belt loops. If their belt loops support my gun gear, I'll buy those pants or shorts or whatever. If the belt loops are out of sync, they're out of sync.
Indeed.
See you later, man. No sale.
Yeah. Well, hold on for me, if you will. We got one more segment coming up. Super Dave Harrington.
Okay.
Find him at S. Dave Harrington on Facebook. Check out what he's got going on. Check out where his gigs may be coming from. He's always got something going on. He's got something coming up in Camden. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Just because Camden is Tactical Response. I am an alumnus of Tactical Response, so whenever he's going there, that always interests me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Tell me about the gig you got coming up at Tactical Response. When is it? Next month?
Correct. It's, I believe, the third weekend of March. It's the weekend of the 23rd, 24th.
Right.
It's a two-day integrated weapons program. And registration is still open until the 22nd, and in order to register, all you got to do is shoot me an email at superdaveharrington@gmail.com. Explain to me or reference Camden, Tennessee, and I will send you the information that you need to attend the program if you so choose. No worries, but I need to know. I'm going to shut the registration down and make a no-go decision on the 22nd.
Right.
Because I need to know how many bodies I have to work with at least 30 days out because I need to do my timeline rehearsals. And I need to know exactly how many people I'm going to work with. So if that's the case, I've got to have a minimum number of bodies. And the minimum number is 8 with a max of 16. But we'll see what happens. I'm not sure where I'm at right now. But I'm looking forward to it. It's always an exciting day. A lot of what I do is, you know, I'll roll in, we'll get the initial meet and greet stuff out of the way, get organized, get individual evaluations done, individual, you know, skill assessment, exercises accomplished, and not only individual skill assessments, but I evaluate how well the crew works together to get things done, because that is the biggest part of the magic of what I do, is getting and accomplishing and creating the working environment based on the personalities and the number of live bodies that I put into the mix of the working problem, the right. Working shooting problem.
Right.
It's a lot of it's a lot of fun. I'm mentally burnt to a crisp normally when the gig's over,
right?
But you know, I'll be rested up. I'll have my energy back and have my energy up for the gig. And they normally go real well. I've never had any skill related issues. And you had mentioned something earlier about working with entry level people or something like that, intermediate level guys. Normally, I have no qualms, excuse me, about working with anyone of any skill level as long as they have the necessary equipment to accomplish what it is they want to accomplish. You understand what I mean?
Right.
Kit and equipment is necessary. The primary reason I enjoy working with entry level people, or what I like to refer to as the average bear, is they come up with some of the purest observations about shooting and what they're doing because they don't know anything else. And they don't know, they're not influenced in any other way. So what you get is a pure observation from their perspective.
Right.
And they're like solid gold every time that's happened. It's like the reverse golden nugget. You know what I mean?
I do.
So I really enjoy that. And I'll give you an example of one I pull off the top of my head. A buddy of mine, Dale Hall, and I'll throw Dale a bone. We were talking about something, and Dale goes, "Yeah, I agree with you, man, because the way I see it, hitting the target is the last thing you need to focus on learning about shooting." I was like, "Whoa, dude, would you say that again? Or can you say that again?" And he's like, "Yeah. You know, hitting the target is the last thing you need to learn about shooting." And I'm like, "Do you know how true that statement is?" And he goes, "No, not really." And I kind of had to explain it to him, but he didn't know how to explain his observation is the point I'm trying to make. You follow me?
I do.
And I asked him what, just, in your own words, explain what you mean in any way you want. Well, he started focusing on, you got to learn how to hold the gun steady first, And I'm like, okay, continue. And then there's that whole aiming thing. And I knew he was going to hit a home run with this one, man. And then he's like, "You got to do all this stuff at the same time to hit the target." And I'm like, "So you could describe that as timing, right? Where you got to bring everything together at once when the gun goes bang."
Right.
He goes, "Yeah. But you got to worry about all this other stuff first. So really, if you're not that good of a shooter, you can't expect to hit the target every time you make the gun go bang," which is absolutely true. So now you start getting into the emotional content of shooting and what the individual's expectations are of themselves. You follow me?
Right.
And I'm not even going down that rabbit hole right now, but again, I just wanted to reinforce the point. Sometimes the average bear comes up with a pure observation that's solid gold. And I love it when that happens.
Well, I mean, I think for somebody at your level where you don't think of from draw to, site acquisition, pull the trigger. Retrieve, you know, replace the gun, just, you know, pull a gun back, stick it back in your holster. You don't look at that right. as a component. There's no components into this. This is all just, it's a series of movements that you have put together and mastered.
It's a sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sequence movement.
Right.
Or a sequence to action.
Right. And the for somebody else coming in there, you know, like some people are out there, they're convinced they got to be able to draw the gun, you know, like wider, pop, you know, get it out there. And, you know, my...
Well, I think comparable to what you're describing.
Yep.
I think this was recently, like kind of like in the industry or in the community, there was this fascination with having a one-shot draw.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't, and that's about all I know about it.
The only thing I use that for is like if I'm telling somebody how with a dot on a gun, I tell them to get the gun out of the holster and up on the target as fast as they can and to pause perceptibly until they see that dot on their target and then pull the trigger.
What's the distance to the target?
15 yards.
Well, at 15 yards... You don't have to tell them to pause, bro.
Yeah,
well, 15 yards is going to require them to pause.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, it's all just about acquiring the dot. We're about to run out of time. That's the only reason I'm jumping in here.
No, just shorten the range, bro. If you want them to make the decision to physically pause the gun to find the dot, just shorten the range, bro.
Gotcha.
You'll be all right.
Okay. Well, in any event, thank you very much for taking time to join me today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Mr.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Combat Pistol Craft with Super Dave Harrington. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Come.